According to the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, black bear sightings in Kentucky are on the rise. Black bears are indigenous to the region, but their numbers fell significantly as logging flourished in Kentucky. Now that the trees are growing back, the bears are returning in droves. Mark Maricini is the spokesman for the KDFW. He says that reported human encounters with black bears have been on the rise for a while.
The population has been growing steadily now for about 20 years or so. 20 years ago, we had absolutely no nuisance bear complaints. They were rare if we got them at all. 10 years later, we had about 40, and then last year we had about 500.
Maricini says the bears that have been sighted are likely young male bears that have been evicted from their mother's dens. These bears are wandering near river basins, looking for others of their kind and a place to settle. Black bears are generally reclusive and keep to themselves, but when they find a source of easy food, they can become a nuisance.
The woods and biology of Kentucky can totally support the bears. There's enough food out there for it. If you start leaving food out for them, you'll turn that bear into a nuisance bear. And once it becomes a nuisance bear, then we do have to step in, and it's always the bear who loses when that happens.
Maricini says that while Kentuckians aren't yet accustomed to their presence, the bears are here to stay. Humans and bears can live together peacefully if human beings will adjust and take certain precautions.
Bears have been in other places a long time, and people who live in those areas know how to live amongst bears. They don't see bears as a threat, and they're not a problem, and they're not a nuisance because people that live there grew up with different habits.
Maricini says bears are sensitive to smells, and it's a good idea to pick up and secure anything that might attract a bear, such as trash, bird feeders, barbecues, or any potential food sources. He adds that while black bears mean we might have to change the way we live, seeing one would be a gift.
Don't be surprised if you see one, but it's not real likely that you will either, and if those two opposing thoughts make any sense. But be pleasantly surprised and enjoy it. Tell your neighbors about it. Take a picture. Just don't throw a pizza or a donut or something out there to try and make it stay around.
Maricini says that those living around the Licking River may see one or two black bears passing through every now and then. As of yet, there is not an established population in Round County. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.